Vigo County Schools will be on a two-hour delay Friday, March 13th. We're doing that in order to train staff on the COVID-19 related instructional plan. I should say right now, there are no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in our district. If you want information as to the coronavirus, please go to the Vigo County Health Department website. What we are trying to do, we need to prepare. We need to prepare our teachers and our staff in the event that we have a prolonged school closure. While we do not want a long, prolonged school closure, it may be that someone tells us that we have to. And so it's not necessary right now. We want to be prepared if it becomes necessary. The Vigo County School Corporation is developing instructional plans. We're calling them Corona e-learning plans. And we're doing that in case our schools might be closed for a 10-day, 14-day period. The corporation curriculum team has been working hard to produce a plan that meets the state's requirements for e-learning and to limit the impact of being away from school if that arises. Friday's two-hour delay will be essential to give teachers time to understand how to implement the instructional plan. The day will also give staff an opportunity to understand operational procedures, which we have talked about for most of this week, on how we slow a potential virus, but will also allow us to have the time to prepare on the educational side of our operation. We are a district that has not used e-learning before. The type of e-learning that we are engaged in was made available in 2019. At this time, we are going to use those rules that were established in 2019 in the event we are closed for a long period of time. So let me say, no confirmed cases. It's not touched our district in any way. What we are wanting to do is be prepared and not panicked.